Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chof Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Shin Samach Gimel. We're starting on the very top line with Sif Ches. The Mechaber is telling us additional dinim about a lechi, the vertical post that can be used halachically to close off a fourth wall. Now, the halacha is, the Mechaber tells us, lechi sha'aso mi'atzi asherah kosher. If you make a lechi out of a avodah zorah tree, called an asherah tree, you take the wood from this asherah tree. Now, normally this wood is also bahana, not allowed to get any benefit from an asherah tree. Nevertheless, the halacha is over here, the Mechaber tells us, that if you take the wood from an asherah tree and you use it to make a vertical post over here, a halachically appropriate lechi, then this is halachically acceptable. What's the problem? So the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Chavtes, Bigamari Isa the Osin Lechi Ashera. Mara talks about that you're allowed to make this lechi ashera umashma afilu lechachila. There is no problem using this ashera wood even lechachila. Now, normally that's a huge problem. You're not allowed to take a lulav, for example, from an ashera tree. You're not allowed to get any hanav from an ashera tree. So the ain lahakshos. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, don't be concerned, don't question over here that nihi debalechi, even though by a lechi kiven dein tzorich shiur. So you might say because a lechi doesn't require any minimal shear, as we spoke out, it can be very, very, very thin. It doesn't have a shear to it, so therefore you might say lo shayach v'zeh kitusei mechtas shirei. So therefore, that's why we don't apply the rule that the shear of a asherah tree normally isn't present. So for a lulav, where you require a certain shear for tefachim, and we say that the halacha is that the asherah tree, for example, makes it as if it doesn't have a shear because it has to be burned. So therefore, don't think that that's the reason why the lechi is no good. Udilkameh, as we're going to learn. So you might have thought that maybe the reason why a lechi is good from an asherah tree because it doesn't have a shear, but nevertheless, the Gemara question, as the Mishneh Berurah says, "Mikol makom ha'asu b'hana." You're not like any hana from it. Okay, so granted, it may not have the halachic problem of a shear, but it still has a problem over here that it's also b'hana. So the Mishneh Berurah answers, "Yesh lomar, kiven da halechi eino ela letzorech mechitza." Since the lechi's purpose over here is to function as a mechitza, uba gufa lo mishtamis b'midi, and you're not using the lechi; it's really just serving as a mark over here of a mechitza. Lo chashiv hana mashinene ayoda heter tiltul. Therefore, it's halachically viewed as if you're not getting hana from it. So even though it's also b'hana, you're not getting hana from this lechi. This is brought down in the name of the Beis Meir. Dishu footnote number 28 brings down an additional reason from the El Yerabah, the Prima Godim, and the Siv Chaim, Mishum Shemitzos Lav Lehonos Nitnu. You're only using this over here for a mitzvah purpose. You're not getting any physical benefit from it, and therefore you're allowed to use this asherah tree for making your lechi. Mishneh Berurah himself will later on bring down, and we can see it over here in the Ber Hetev in Oz Dalet. He adds from Tosos the kiven the lo boy elashir zuta lo hechmir chacham. Since the shear is so flimsy over here, you need just a very small amount. So the rabbis didn't institute any specific additional iser over here. Bottom line is that the asherah tree used as a lechi is kosher. The pieces of wood from the asherah tree can be used as a lechi. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed explains hatam. The reasoning is, since technically the lechi can have no shear, albeit we'll see in a moment, it does have to have 10 tefachim, but since its width over here doesn't have to be significant, the b'chol shu sagi would be adequate with a very, very small amount, as we've already learned previously. Therefore, afilu me'atzi asherah mahani, therefore, even from an asherah tree, you can use it. Even though the asherah tree, what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to burn it. And we view it as it's already burnt, therefore, omed lisarv kisarv dami, it's waiting to be burned, so we view it as already being burned. Umiksas kosu shiure, and therefore, it shouldn't have the adequate shear. Nevertheless, as we pointed out already, since it doesn't really require a shear, we're not concerned. Mishneh Berurah says, but it doesn't require a height of 10 tefachim, so you can't say it doesn't have any shear. Granted, in the width, it can have almost nothing, but at least the height has to be 10 tefachim. So the Mishneh Berurah answers, kiven yocholasos kav dak ma'od shel koshu, since it can be really, really thin, we view this lo hechmiru chachom b'shir zutekihai. The rabbis didn't institute any additional prohibition over here. Another teretz, yotir tzubazeh, dibalechi, the further reason over here why this is good by lechi, afilu haya nisra fa'etz lefer. Let's say we actually burnt this, and now you have ashes over here. Vaya magabel lo'efer medabik lekosel, and if you were to go and collect the ashes over here and glue them together and attach them to the kosel over here. So gamkein choshev lechi. So then even the ashes could function as a lechi. As long as they're sturdy enough that they won't get blown in the wind. But if you could somehow keep the ashes all together over here, so then even though it's burnt, the ashes could still function. Therefore, the Mishnah says lechein einisal machmas she'omei l'sreifa. Therefore, even though we say it's omei l'sreifa and we should say kisarif dami here, even if it was sarif, it could still be used possibly as a lechi. Bottom line is an asherah tree, the wood from it would technically be good to function as a lechi for all of the reasons and ideas that we discussed. Sif test. The Mechaber writes, Bein sheniris belitas alechi la'om din besoch ha'mavui. Now, here we're going to need some of the diagrams, both the schematics that you have at the bottom of the page, as well as some of the diagrams in the Derisha footnotes. Now, the diagrams at the bottom of the page are both from the Mishnah Brewer himself and as well from the Be'er HaGolah, and I refer to each one as appropriately. So here we're talking about where is the lechi able to be seen. So it depends on your perspective. You may not notice something if you're standing inside because it looks like it's part of the wall. Likewise, you may not notice something from the outside, it looks like it's part of the wall. So the Mechaber is telling us over here, as long as it can be visible as a lechi from one of the two perspectives, either from the inside or from the outside, it is a valid lechi. And that's what he's telling us over here. Bein sheniris belitas halechi la'omdim b'soch ha'movi. Even if the only people that can see that this is functioning as a lechi are those people that are standing inside the mavui, meaning only from the perspective of the person standing inside are you able to notice that there is a lechi over here. If you're standing on the outside, you won't realize that it's a lechi. It will look like just like it's an extension of the wall. And you can see this in the schematic at the bottom, either in diagram number 6, which the Mishnah Brewer is going to refer to later on, or you can see this in diagram number 1, which the Be'er HaGolah in Sif Tzadi says is the same exact diagram. Now, I'm not sure what the difference is between diagram number 1 and number 6, other than it's being darker by the lechi part, but essentially they are the same halachic status, diagram number 1 and diagram number 6 at the bottom in the Tziyurim. And in this situation, Ve'eno Nira La'om Din B'chutz, the Mechaber tells us, and we can see this inside the Mishnah Brewer Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, Kigon, for example, Shehemid Halechi Rochbo Litzad Orko. You have over here its width along the length of the opening, Shalmavui, the lo moshach kitzei rochbo kimo klapichus, and it doesn't extend outward at all. So the person looking at it from the outside, he just sees that on the right side of the tziyurim, for example, on the right side of the schematic over here, he just sees a wall. And on the left side, he sees a wall. So the right wall is a little bit thicker than the left wall. He doesn't see it standing as a lechi. He doesn't recognize it as something different. As opposed to the person on the inside, he sees where the walls are going, and he sees that there's a right angle coming up from the wall. That's the lechi. From the outside, you don't see this. It looks like it's just a thickened wall. It looks like somebody just made a thicker wall. And from the outside, it doesn't look at all like a lechi. Only on the inside. Like we see in diagram number 6, or as I pointed out, the Be'er HaGolah says diagram number 1. So in this situation, it is a valid lechi, even though it's only visible from the perspective of the person standing in the mavui. Continuing the Mechaber, he says, likewise, Bein Sheniris La'om Din B'chutz. It's only visible from the person standing on the outside. Neged Chalal HaMavui. It's in the space of the Mavui's fourth wall, and therefore the person on the outside can see it, but the person from the inside won't recognize this. The Mishnah Brewer explains in Sifkot and Lamed Beis, Neged Chalal HaMavui, Kigon, Omed Eitzel Ovi HaKosel. And you can see a diagram of this in the Tziyurim on the bottom, in number 2, which the Be'er HaGolah says over here in Sif Kuf is that you have this little outcropping, and you can see this in a three-dimensional picture in Dirshu footnote number 29 in the top diagram. The lechi is visible from the outside as being a lechi. It's clearly something that you can see. From the inside, you can't see it at all. Nevertheless, this is also a perfectly good lechi. And the Ramah says this is from the Tosos and the Rosh. And Ve'eino Niras La'om Dimifnim, and it's not visible on the inside. Nevertheless, it's kosher. It's perfectly good. I'll go back and start the Mishnah Brewer again in Sivkot Lamed Beis. Kigon Shinoasan Kol Alech L'Chutz HaMavoi V'Chudu Apnimi Omed Eitzel Ovei HaKosel, as you can see in the diagrams and the schematics that I pointed out. Avolo Hamido B'Shove L'Sfas Ovei HaKosel Shel Tzad Tol HaMavoi, but it's not visible on the inside. Dimken Loya Nira Kelechi El Kimosif HaKosel Af La'om Dimishu Sarabin. But the Mishnah Brewer says, El Rechiko Mizovis Ovei HaKosel Shel Tzad Pnim Demidu L'Sfas Ovei Shel Tzad Achori HaMavoi, as you can clearly see in the issue footnote number 29. So from the outside, a person looking at this can clearly see that there's a lechi over there, albeit it's on the wrong side, but it's clearly a lechi, and therefore it's recognizable that this is a halachic wall over here. And therefore, from the inside, you can't see it, but you can see from the outside, it's perfectly good. Now, the Ayyadei Zeh, Niko La'om Din B'chutz, B'shu Sarabim, Neged Chalal HaMavi, Shu Lechi. And this way, it's recognizable from the outside that it's a Lechi. Now, this is the Pirush of Rashi, as you can clearly see in the Be'er HaGolah, in Os Kuf. And likewise, if you read Dirshu footnote number 29, the top paragraph there, he says the same thing. That's according to the Pirush of Rashi. But if you look in the second diagram in Dirshu footnote number 29, you see that the lechi is coming out perpendicular to the wall, and it could either be placed where it is, which is according to the sheet of Tosos, and you can see this also in the bottom in the Tsiurim in the schematic, is diagram number 7, which the Mishnah Berurah says, Kozeh, diagram number 7, or in Osteration, the Ber Hagola, he points out as well, look at diagram number 7. Albeit it's missing the demarcation to tell you to go look at diagram number 7. He says Kozeh, but they didn't put in the number. In other Mishnah Berurahs, they do have the number over there, telling you it's the last schematic. And this is according to Tosos, that the thin part of the lechi that's not fully flush with the wall is on the outer aspect. There is another opinion that says it's on the inner aspect. In any event, this is the Shita of Tosos as we have it diagrammed out. And this would also be perfectly good. The Chabad tells us it'd be kosher because it's visible from the outside, albeit it's not visible from the inside. In both of those scenarios, it's only visible from one perspective. It's perfectly good kosher lechi. Sifyot, the Mechaber writes, Hirchiku mikosel shlosha, if you move the lechi three tvachim away from the wall, o shegbio mea arit shlosha, or if it's more than three tvachim above the ground, so then pasul, then the space either on the side of it or underneath it will ruin it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Dalet, and there's a printer's error over here. It says Hirchik Me'akoso Shalosh. It should be Shlosha. So he says Af Ogav Dekvar Shino B'Sifav. Even though we learned this already, this was from yesterday's share, that there is a problem if you have the Avir on the side combining with the Avir on the other side, it can nullify the lechi. Or if we have it more than three tefachim above the ground, then the principle of lava doesn't apply. And in both situations, we say gidiim bokimbo, a goat could come in underneath it. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says chazer ishno, the mechaber is reteaching this to us again, lashmina shuli ikuva, that this is required absolutely. And if you don't have it, it's not even good b'di'evit. Sivkot lamed hey, o shigbio meharetz shalosh. It should be over here, o shigbio meharetz shlosha. That means, hainu, after is belechi asar tochim, even though the total length of the lechi is 10 tvachim, but it starts, let's say, at 3.1 tvachim above the ground, it's no good. Vatam, the reason, as we said previously, the lo adifa mimechitza shenetula shloshes tvachim in aretz, it's no different than if you have the mechitza that's more than 3 tvachim above the ground. The psula, it is no good. Mishum, the heavy mechitza, shagidim, bokin, tachtel, the lo shmo mechitza, because if goats can get in underneath it, so then by halachic definition, it's not a valid mechitza, even though there's a wall there that extends for a total of 10 tvachim, but if it starts more than 3 tvachim above the ground, it's not halachically considered a wall. So in these situations, the Mechaber told us it's possible. However, v'im higbio pachos mishlosha, but if it is less than three tvachim above the ground, it's within three tvachim of the ground, alpha pishen bo elo shiva umashu, even though the rest of the physical wall is only 7.1, it starts at 2.99, and then it goes up 7.1, so there's a total height over here, including the space at the bottom, which is less than three, that it goes up over here to a total of 10, then it would be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Vav, mitam lavad, because again, we view halachically the bottom as being filled in, so therefore, when you add that to the 7.1 of the wall, you have a total of 10 plus, and therefore, v'hame kimoli zeh and it fills in the space, and therefore you have a total good mechitza of 10 tvachim. It can be 10.0, it doesn't have to be more than 10 tvachim, as I just said, it means exactly 10 tvachim at least. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Afilu lo asol l'shem lechi, even if you didn't intend to use this as a lechi, you didn't say, Hinni muchen mezunim, I'm making this as a lechi, Ella, shenizdamen lo sham elav, somehow it's there, and you say, hey, I'm going to use this now as a lechi, then it's kosher, it's still perfectly valid. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sif Kot Lamed Zayin, what would be an example of this? Kigon shiotso blita mikosel hamovi birosho, b'shir meshach gova asor tvachim. You have an outcropping coming out of the wall, which wasn't originally made like that, maybe the wall fell down, something happened over here, you have some extra rocks, and they're lined up in a way that it functions as a valid lechi of 10 tvachim, or for example, you put something over there for another reason, and now you say, hey, by the way, this will be a great lechi. Even, even if you didn't put it over there, it's there somehow for some natural purpose, it's still perfectly kosher. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Otz Chav Tes says, for example, a tree grew over there, you have a sprout over there, and that's a perfectly good halachic lechi, it's more than 10 tvachim tall, and it's starting off within 3 tvachim of the ground, the lechi mishum mechitza, because that would be good in all these situations, because a lechi functions as a mechitza, or mechitza ho medus me'alel kshera, and even if it's there on its own, it is a perfectly valid mechitza. However, the Mechaber adds one caveat over here. He says, you have to know that it's there before Shabbos starts and say, oh, I'm going to use this as a lechi. So then even though it came about originally without intending to be a lechi, you have to have knowledge of it before Shabbos and then it functions as a lechi. However, if you didn't rely upon it on Erev Shabbos as a lechi, for example, you had another lechi over there that you were counting on, and that one fell down, the Nafal B'Shabbos. And now you want to say, well, at least they have this other lechi, oh boy, machshel lismo chazea, on the other lechi, then lo, then it will not work over here. The Ramah adds, however, if there was no other lechi there from Erev Shabbos, then we halachically say that the full position is, kiilu samchol of dami, we view it as it was halachically being relied upon. He brings down the name of Beis Yosef, the name of Rashi, as well as the Hagos HaShri and the Magid Mishnah. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschul Avolo Samchu adds over here Avol B'Mechitzo Gemura. If you have a real wall over here, so then the poskim say that it's good Afilu Lo Samchu on the Erev Shabbos. A wall is a wall is a wall. It's not a halachic construct over here of a lechi making it into a halachic wall. But if you have a physical wall over here, you don't have to have known about it before Shabbos started and say this Hinei Nivuchim Mezumin is going to be my Mechitzo. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Ches adds further. Kigon shahayishom lechi acher. If you had another lechi that you're relying upon, so that he says is the heavy law kiilu amar. It's as if the person actually said, he didn't say this, but it's as if he said, alze ani somech, I'm being somech on this lechi, and therefore the low alze and I'm not being somech on the other lechi. And therefore, if the first lechi comes down, ba'avalei hai kiilu idchei mitaris lechi. And it says the second lechi you physically took out of the situation of being a lechi, and therefore, even though now you'd like it to be a lechi, it doesn't work. And it's brought down the name of the Or Zeruah. But the Ramah said that the full position is that if there's only one lechi, you can rely upon it, because the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Katan Lamites, wrote Shalom, and the Ramah is telling us, even though you didn't specifically state, I'm going to rely upon this, the fault is, however, good. But if the person specifically said, I am not relying upon this, for example, last Shabbos, you knew the lechi was there, and you said, no, I'm not relying upon this, I didn't intend it as a lechi, and I'm not allowed to carry in this area, and there was no other lechi. So that's as if you said, I do not want this to function as a lechi, then then you can't rely upon it the following week. We don't say the default position has restarted and that you can rely upon it, unless you hear you specifically state, I want to rely upon this. The issue footnote number 33 adds that if a person who's a katan were to be relying upon it, the Tosefta Shabbos says that's not good enough. Ain't no moel, kiven she'en lo machshava, because halachically he has no machshava, and therefore the young person can't make it into a lechi. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, lechi ha'omei bin elav, if you have a lechi that's standing on its own, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Mem, Shir Dvar of Kachu. What he's telling us over here is the following. That which we said in a moment ago in Sif Yud Aleph, that you can rely upon a lechi that stands by itself. That which we said, any lechi by itself standing is good, is only if it's not more than 4 amos. But if the lechi extends into the fourth wall area, 4 amos, in that situation, a lechi standing on its own is good. But if it goes more than 4 amos, if this fourth wall that you have over here, which you want to say is a lechi, it extends from the side walls and it goes out actually 4 amos, so then you can't call it a lechi anymore. It removed itself from the status of being a lechi. Why? Because it's enough in size to be actually good to make a mavoi into an enclosed area because it's dalet amos. We're going to learn this in an upcoming shir in Sif Chavav. And therefore, v'shem kosel mavoi alei. It now is not called a lechi, but it's called the wall of a kosel. And therefore, since you have a larger than 4 amma breach still open on the fourth side, you need another lechi in order to go after this. This wall, paradoxically, because it's so big, it's more than 4 amos, is not going to function as a lechi. It's functioning as a wall. As a wall, it's no good. And therefore, you have to put up another lechi over here. And where should you put up this other lechi? You put it opposite, on the other side, on the side wall that has no lechi or wall coming out from it to cover up the fourth wall area. And you see somewhat of this schematized in Dirshu footnote number 35. It's not exactly the case that we're talking about, but assuming that that was a regular lechi over there, that would not be good because the wall that's coming into the fourth wall area is more than 4 amos, so you can't put a lechi there. This diagram is not what we're talking about, but just imagine that was a lechi instead of a thick dofin over there. So you'd have to put up a lechi on the other side over here, according to what the Mechaber is now telling us. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah continues, in Lo Shamavu Eino Machzik Rochvo Rakshmon Amos. But that's only when there's at least 4 amos left of open space. But if the total area is less than 8 amos, so now you have a 4 amma wall, then the azmuta below lechi achet, then you don't need another lechi because the most of that area is enclosed, because you have 4 of wall and less than 4, or at least 4 or less of space. The heavy omid kiparutz, because the amount of wall is at least equal to, if not greater than, the open space. V'choshev amovi kusosim, we call it sodom. And it's a totally enclosed wall, halachically, the chanal, the simin shin samach beis, if this, as we've already learned. And let's start again from the chaber, sifyud beis. Lechi omid meil, so this lechi is standing by itself. Afilu somchu alav me'erev Shabbos, even if you relied upon it on Erev Shabbos to be a lechi. So im amovi rochov yosem mishwana amos, now if we say the entire fourth area is at least 8 amos wide, im alechi bolet lesocho arba amos, and this lechi, this wall that you've made, is now extending 4 amos. Eino nidu mishum lechi, as we just said, you can't count it as a lechi, v'tzorach lechi acher latiro, you need another lechi to make it good, v'yamidenu beruach shekenegdo, and you have to put it on the other side. But however, if you want to put it on that side, yasemat av, here's where we see the diagram, dirshu footnote number 35, yasemat av, you should make it thicker than a regular lechi, odak yosem yablito, or thinner, this way it's recognizable as a lechi. We'll do the mishnah brurah on this tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shir.